A short sketch of the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, part 7. So after this incident of the civil disobedience, Gaura Hari began to preach and propagate his Bhagavat Dharma or Sankirtan movement more vigorously. And whoever stood against his propagation of the Yuga Dharma or duty of this age was properly punished by various types of chastisement. Two Brahmin gentlemen named Chapala and Gopal, who also happened to be maternal uncles of the Lord, were inflicted with leprosy by way of chastisement, and later, when they were repentant, they were accepted by Lord Chaitanya or Gaura Hari. In the course of his preaching work, Gaura Hari used to send daily all of his followers, including Srila Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas, who were two chief whips of his party, and they would go from door to door preaching the Srimad Bhagavatam. All of Navadvip was surcharged with Gaura Hari's Sankirtan movement, and his headquarters were situated at the house of Srivas Thakur and Sri Advaita Prabhu, two of Lord Chaitanya's chief householder disciples. These two learned heads of the Brahmana community were the most ardent supporters of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Sri Advaita Prabhu was the chief cause for the advent of Lord Chaitanya. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the total human society was full of materialistic activities, devoid of devotional service, which alone can save mankind from the threefold miseries of material existence, Srila Advaita Prabhu, out of his causeless compassion for the age-worn human society, fervently prayed for the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, continuously worshipping Krishna with water of the Ganges and leaves of the holy Tulsi tree. As far as preaching work in the Sankirtan movement was concerned, everyone was expected to do one's daily share according to the orders of Lord Chaitanya. Once, Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur were walking down a main road, and on the way they saw a roaring crowd assembled. Upon inquiring from passers-by, they could understand that the two brothers, who were named Jagai and Madai, were creating a public disturbance in a drunken state. And they also heard that these two brothers were born in a respectable Brahmana family, but because of low association, they had turned themselves into debauchees of the worst type. Not only were they drunkards, but they were also meat-eaters, women-hunters, dacoits, and sinners of all description. So when Srila Nityananda Prabhu heard of all these stories, he decided that these two fallen souls must be the first to be delivered. For if they were delivered from their sinful life, then the good name of Lord Chaitanya would be even still more glorified. Thinking in this way, Nityananda and Haridas pushed their way through the crowd, asking these two brothers to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. But the drunken brothers became enraged upon this request, and they even attacked Nityananda Prabhu with filthy language. Both brothers chased them a considerable distance. In the evening, the report of their preaching work was submitted to Gaura Hari, and Lord Chaitanya was glad to learn that Nityananda and Haridas had attempted to deliver such a stupid pair of fellows. The next day, Nityananda went to see the brothers again, and as soon as Nitai approached them, one of them threw a piece of earthen pot at Nitai. This struck Nitai on the forehead, and immediately blood began flowing. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that instead of protesting this heinous act, Nittai replied, "It does not matter that you have thrown this stone at me, for I still request you to chant the holy name of Lord Hari." One of the brothers, Jagai, was astonished to see this behavior of Nityananda Prabhu, and at once he fell down at Nittai's feet, asking him to pardon his sinful brother. But when Madai again attempted to hurt Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai stopped him, imploring him to fall down at Nittai's feet. In the meantime, news of Nityananda's injury reached Gaurahari, who at once hurried to the spot in a fiery and angry mood. Gaurahari immediately invoked his Sudarshana Chakra, God's ultimate weapon, shaped like a wheel, just to kill the sinners. But Nityananda Prabhu reminded Gaurahari of his mission. The mission of Lord Chaitanya was to deliver the hopelessly fallen souls of Kali Yuga, and the brothers Jagai and Madhai were typical examples of these fallen souls. 90% of the population of this age of Kali resembles these brothers, despite high birth and mundane respectability. For according to the verdict of the revealed scriptures, the total population of the world in this age will be of the lowest Shudra quality or even lower. So it should be noted that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never acknowledged the stereotyped caste system by birthright. Rather, Lord Chaitanya strictly followed the verdict of the Shastras in the matter of one's swarup, or real spiritual identity. So when Gaurahari was invoking his Sudarshana Chakra, and Srila Nityananda Prabhu was imploring Lord Chaitanya to forgive these two brothers, both the brothers fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, begging pardon for their gross behavior. Gaurahari was also asked by Nityananda Prabhu to accept these repenting souls, and so Lord Chaitanya agreed to accept them on one condition. Henceforward, they must completely give up all their sinful activities and habits of debauchery. Both the brothers agreed and promised to give up all their sinful habits, and the kind Gaurahari accepted them and did not again refer to their past misdeeds. So this is the specific kindness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this age, no one can say that he or she is free from sin. It is impossible for anyone to say this. But Lord Chaitanya accepts all kinds of sinful persons on the one condition that they promise not to indulge in sinful habits after being spiritually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. So now there are a number of instructive points to be observed in this incident of the two brothers. In this Kali Yuga, practically all people are of the quality of Jagai and Madhai. So if they want to be relieved from the reactions of their misdeeds, they must take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after spiritual initiation, refrain from those things which are prohibited in the Shastras. And these prohibitory rules are dealt with in Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. Recorded December 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om. sat, sat. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goyainu. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Goyainu. Manusha Janama Paya Dada Krishna Navajiya Janiya Suniya Vishya Kainu Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Danilo Tene Thai Sanshara Vishanale Jibanishi Kiya Dwale Juraite Na Koinu Rupai Brajendra Nandana Jai Chachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dinahina Jata Chilo Hariname Udhavilo Tarasakti Jagai Madhai Tarasakti Jagai Madhai Haha Prabhu Nanda Sita Vrishabhanu Sita Jita Karuna koro ei bhavo Narottama dasa koi na heli ho ranga pai Tuma bina ke ache amar Sarsakshi jagai madhai Sarsakshi jagai madhai Sar Sakshi Jagai Madhai Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goainu
O my Lord Hari, uselessly I have spent my whole life. After having obtained this rare human birth, I did not worship Radha and Krishna, even after knowing and hearing about it. And thus, I have drunk the most dangerous poison, committing spiritual suicide. And descending from Goloka Vrindavan, the treasure of divine love, in the form of the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names, my attraction for such sankirtan never came about. Why is that? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness and repeated birth and death, and still I have not taken the means to get relief from this. O Lord Krishna, you are the son of the king of Raja, and you have descended as the son of Sachi Devi, Lord Chaitanya, and your elder brother Balaram became Lord Nityananda, and the two of you delivered all those who were lowly and wretched simply by giving the holy name. And the evidence of this is that the two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, were delivered. And so, my dear Lord, you are the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, accompanied by the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radha Thakurani. So now, my Lord, please be merciful to me. Narottam Das, Narantara Das both say, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Please accept me. Who else is my beloved?